This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Oh, do I have a bone to pick with you?
With me?
With you.
Well, pick my bone.
Don't say it like that. Don't be so
uncool. Sorry. I was warned about this, wasn't I?
What?
Making gay jokes with you.
Who fuck warned you?
Nobody did.
You can make as many gay jokes as you want.
Thank you.
I'm going to pick your bone. You got gifted a shit ton of chocolate yesterday and you didn't bring
any. I swear, when I say it's at the door at home.
Callum, he got gifted a shit ton of chocolate yesterday and he didn't bring any of it.
No, I swear.
I saw his Instagram story last night and I was
going to
message
talk about
him.
This.
Like, bring some in.
Right, and, two things.
His mic's going down. Callum, he didn't bring us any chocolate.
Dead to us.
So there was two things, right? One, I was like, what am I going to do here about this? Because I was like,
did you think if you bring it in, it'd be a bit braggy?
No. Maybe. No, it wasn't that, right? It was like, if I bring it in, are people going to be like, get your fucking head out of my ass? You know what I mean? Like, you're so up my arse now here, licking hole, trying to get in here full time. What was I going to do but a bar on everyone's table? You know what I mean?
Just for us two.
No, so then what I planned to do is I had post-it notes at home. So I was just going to bring them in, leave them on the counter and just say, eat me.
Very good.
Right? And then just leave them there and say nothing. But I knew one of you was going to call me out in it. So this morning I saw that when I came down the stairs and I was like, do you know what? I'll just leave it for now and maybe it's a Friday treat.
Very good. We're already getting a Friday treat tomorrow.
Yeah, we're getting McGriddles tomorrow.
Well, you're getting McGriddles and chocolate tomorrow.
I did see that you put online that you've been eating the chocolate with Protein Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Are you getting slagged for that?
I'm getting so every day this week I've put up a combination of like Protein Philadelphia with something else. So it started off.
You had it with the date.
I had it with pita dates. I had it with an apple, and then I had it with some Cadbury's chocolate last night.
Can I just ask really quickly, what are pita dates?
Pita dates are dates without the pit.
Okay.
Oh, I thought they'd be things with the pit.
No, pitted. Like they're pitted.
They're removed.
So like there's already a.
If they had pits in them, what would they be called?
Dates.
Sure.
Are you serious? Like, wait now.
This is the first time we've used that word with the mics. So.
Sometimes.
Wanker.
Lads. Sometimes I have to work for it. Other times you just tee it off. And I'm like, oh, hole in one. Or whatever the terminology is.
Oh, well done.
Patrick.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, good luck.
Everybody's
alive, boy. Come on, Ireland.
Come on, Ireland.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. 2 minutes past seven on the 26th of March, 2026. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, something feels different. Something's in the air. We'll talk all about the match in a second. But something genuinely just feels different in my house. The lads are being healthy and it's really weird. It's freaking me out, to be honest. One of my housemates was up at, I want to say, about 5:15, maybe five.
This morning.
To go for a walk.
Okay, you can. That's where I draw the line here.
To go for a walk.
You can go for a walk at any time of the day.
And then my other housemate got up to go to the gym at 5:30.
Okay.
But like the gym was at 6, so he's like getting ready and having breakfast or whatever. And you know, it's really annoying me. Not because it's waking me up or anything like that. It's really annoying me because I'm supposed to be the one that gets up early in this house.
That's your thing.
That's my thing.
I hate when that happens.
What's the point in going to bed early and making a big song and dance about it? Being like, you know me?
Gotta
get up at 5:30. Do you know what the worst thing is? The worst thing of it all is now they know I'm lying when I say I get up at 5:30.
Yeah. They're on to you, like.
They're on to me.
And I can imagine the traffic in the kitchen in the morning is chaos.
I don't go in.
You're dead right.
I wouldn't go in. But I actually get up at 5:50.
Really?
Yeah.
And straight out the gap?
Straight out. What my routine is get up 5:50, put the car on, and then go back up, wash my teeth, and then put clothes on, and I'm out the gap.
Yeah, you see, my thing is, because I go to bed so early now, and if there's noise around the house after 8 p.m, I'm getting annoyed.
Yes.
So when I wake up at 5:30 or whatever it is now, I'm clamoring
around. I do the same thing. If someone's loud the night before, then when I get up, I'm like opening blinds really loudly and slamming doors.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm listening to music like.
But I thought I annoyed my housemate this morning because he was gotten up this morning and he was in the kitchen. I could just hear. And I was like, oh, you're a horrible.
I think he was checking to see if you were going to get
Spin is is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This is Spin 103 at 10 past 7. Good morning, what's going on? Fully charged with Dave and Padraig hanging out. There really feels like something different is in the air. It feels like something's happening. Feels like things are good. And
I've never seen you with a pep in your step quite like this.
Honestly, I'm just...
This is crazy work.
Well, in fairness, you have to give it to me. We're going to the World Cup. Why wouldn't I have a pep in my step?
You know yeah, what? I guess so.
We're going to the
Whatever
World
you say.
Cup. I came in today and I said, well, I have to wear my Ireland jersey.
It's the first time I've seen you wearing a colour.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What do I usually wear?
White or grey.
So I'm wearing my Ireland jersey underneath and I've got... my green Ireland's Q-zip on. Now,
if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were going to tog out.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, full kit.
Yeah, full kit.
This green Q-zip, fun fact about it.
Go on.
My friend gave it to me who works for the FAI.
Right.
And a player gave it to him.
Oh.
That player, producer Callum, one guess.
Oh, David McGoldrick.
Oh, for God's sake. Why would I ask you to guess if it wasn't the most obvious player?
Troy Parrott.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is Troy Parrott's Q-zip.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
I have got Troy Parrott's Q-zip on. I feel fantastic in
and
it.
Did you wash it since you got it?
No, God, no. Oh, I've never washed it. Never, ever washed it.
There was a hum around the place this morning.
So he's worn that.
He's worn this. This was his for like a couple of weeks.
You are one step away from the man who is sending Ireland to the World Cup.
Which is nuts, right? Because my mate gave me this like years ago, but like Troy Parrott was just like a normal player. Yeah. Now he's our god, kind of.
Yeah,
and he's still only a young lad.
He is. Why? What age is he?
He's like 22.
Is he 22?
Yeah. Oh my God. There's nothing like a game of football to make a grown man revert to being like an 8-year-old boy. It's crazy.
Are you not into this?
I would be a massive Sunshine supporter.
Sunshine, as in the radio station?
Not as in the radio station. As in, like, if I think we're going to win something, I will hop on board.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're hopping on board.
I'm hopping on board, yeah. I'm into it, like.
Now,
you know?
I was watching a lot of videos of, like, fans going over. Have you seen these videos? Like, they're nuts.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But, like, some fella was like, yeah, I came over from Australia. Didn't tell my boss. He's like, oh, my God. And then there was another fella who was like, yes, I quit my job and I sold my car to be here.
I'm unbelievable.
Like, bro, that is dedication.
Yeah, that's dedication.
I saw that half the country is in Prague at the minute for the match tonight. And I don't think, like, I'd say 90% of those people don't have tickets. They're just 100%. There for
vibes. Oh, just for the vibes alone.
Yeah, but me and my housemate were going to go over when we qualified for this
knockout match.
Yeah, for the playoff. We were going to go over, but tickets went sky high straight away. But yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. It's tonight.
I saw someone on my Instagram get a flight to Poland and then they're getting like a 6-hour bus from Poland to the Czech Republic.
See, those are kind of stories that I'm into now, like, because they are just gas, aren't they? Yeah. Like, people will go to some lengths for this.
Yeah,
like, I suppose we've been waiting for so long.
Quarter to 8 tonight, and we will see Ireland qualify for the next round of the playoff, which is really annoying. But like, if you're under the age of 24, this is your first time seeing Ireland qualify for a World Cup.
Yeah, that's mental.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
So yeah, I'm very much looking forward.
I do have to say, they've not qualified yet.
No, they haven't. And my nerves are at me slightly about what your humour is going to be like tomorrow morning if we don't qualify, which I won't say. You know, I'm not going to say we're not.
I don't think you have to worry
about it. I don't think I have to worry about it. Also, I worry about what mood you'll be in if we do qualify.
Exactly. I might not be here.
Actually, I'll just be concerned.
I might be in Czechia.
If I opened my phone and saw you in Prague tonight, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And you were just like, yeah, I didn't tell my boss or my co-host who doesn't know how to do anything in the studio except to talk.
You'd be fine.
Yeah.
Callum will
press the button.
Yeah, and
I'm coming to Prague with you.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be unbelievable. So the lads have booked like a space in the pub for us all to watch it tonight.
Great. That was a great... See, men aren't usually that organised. So it's only when it comes to football that men get organised for these things.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because usually you just rock in and just assume that everything's going to be fine and that it's going to be seats there for
you. Everything's going
to
be fine.
Well, to be fair, the pubs won't be that busy tonight because everyone actually is in Prague.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know?
So, do you have some interesting facts about Prague?
I do. So I did a little bit of a research because I was like, I know the lads are going to be talking about this in the morning and I don't really have a clue. I know that the weather in Prague tonight, it's 4 degrees.
Oh, you got the weather in
Prague. So it's going to be quite chilly.
That's good. That's very us.
Yeah, yeah. I also know that it's in the Fortuna Arena. yes. in Prague. I've also learned that if Ireland win, we go to a playoff final in Dublin versus Denmark or North Macedonia.
Yes.
And if we lose, no World Cup qualifications, only friendly matches remain, which I'm into. I mean,
it's really annoying because I have tickets to that match.
Oh, on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night.
Is it a friendly?
But it's this is the thing.
That sounds like a match that I can get on board with.
No, a friendly.
A friendly match.
No. But I have tickets to. But on Tuesday, it's either going to be a friendly or it's going to be the playoff.
You. So we still play.
We'll still play.
I'm sure that's great.
But either the stadium will be packed or empty.
Okay. Well, if it's empty, I might come along.
Okay, great.
If it's packed, I wouldn't be bothered. That's soccer hooliganism and all.
He wants to go for a nice friendly match.
Yeah, a nice friendly match. Maybe. I don't know.
It's giving yay sports.
Yeah, it's giving. Yeah. Go sports.
Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. Win yourself €200 in for a sports store and also two race entries to Bear Racing, all thanks to Yoplait Skier. We're going to do that just after 7:30 this morning.
Now, yesterday, the American institution that is In-N-Out Burger did a pop-up in Dublin.
Yes.
Right? It was only
announced...
only in California. They've got like 400 stores in California. And
they don't do any other like states, I don't
know. No. But they do pop-ups around the world. But like, I think it came to Dublin like 5 years ago.
Right.
And then like they go around the world and then it was like Dublin's turn again. But like they don't even announce it that far in advance. They only announce it the day before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's clever.
I think it's because it's obviously crowd control because people will go mad for this. And it was only from 11 to 3 yesterday down at the IFSC, right?
Also sad going mad for that now.
It's a little bit sad. Like, and I don't know if people saw this on Instagram, right? There's people were putting up videos. I would say, I don't know, did you see this? 300, 400 people in the queue. Would you be well?
Was 400 people in the queue?
I would say easily.
What are you queuing for, like 2.5 hours?
At a minimum, at a push. And like some people didn't even get in for a burger. I would say, Dave, if you had a Venn diagram of people who had nothing to do, had too much time in their hands.
No jobs.
And you had a, on the other side, you had people who queued there yesterday. It wouldn't even be a Venn diagram. It would be circle on circle.
It was just
people with too much time in their hands. And I was looking at comments online.
Oh, good. I hope there was some negative.
Oh, there was some awful Dole merchants.
Who have nothing better to do on a Wednesday. Comment. Yeah, it's a good comment.
Bread and circus for the people, whatever that means.
No, I know what that means, but it's a good comment.
Yeah. Tell them there's no queue for dog food in Tesco.
Right, okay.
Is another one that was there. Little amuses the simple.
Oh, isn't that so true?
Yeah, it's so true. People, hundreds. Brain cells, zero.
Oh, God, love that. Yeah.
Slow down. Queuing. This is another one. Slow down, I agree. Slow down and slow down the clip and show their face to shame them. In and out, more like get them out.
Yes.
And another one then. Sad, pathetic and sad.
I mean, queued for 2.5 hours for a little burger, like a little bit sad, like little bit pathetic.
It's a little bit. Anyway, myself and Dave were down there yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We queued for
2.5 hours.
I'd say to 2.5 to 3 hours.
Yeah. Easily. It was freezing. It was torrential rain.
And we had a great time.
We had a ball.
I'd
queue again.
I want to see what queue we can join today.
I'm absolutely devastated to find out that it was just one day. Actually, you know?
We did go down. We went down from, I think, about 11.
Yeah.
And we didn't leave until, I want to say, about 2.
Yeah, it was the full day. It was a full day excursion, actually.
It was.
Yeah.
All the lads from KPMG looking out and going, what the hell are these people doing? And me and Padraig, they're going,
totally. I felt like Chapel Rowan, you know, the way she doesn't like getting photos taken of her. Everybody was just, there was more people taking photos of the queue than there was in the queuing. Queue, right? So myself and Dee were there for, I don't know, 2 hours in the queue, right? And the next thing, a couple of tourists come out and we were like, oh, how was it? Like, you know, was it good? And they were like, yeah. And we were like, oh, like what is it? Like, Dave was like, is there milkshakes in there? Like, and they're like, no, it's just like regular drinks and stuff. And they were like, but, like, do they have like the animal fries and stuff? And they're like, no, it's just crisps.
It's like, so I freaked out. I was like, there's no chips. No, just crisps. And then I was like, they were foreign. So I was like, maybe they... And I was like, no fries, like. And she was like, no fries, just crisps. And
literally, like, crisps. Like,
there must be, she must be wrong. She must have the language down.
And I could see it filtering through the whole queue and everyone being like, oh my God, should we leave?
And then someone walked out with a little tray of crisps.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Ready salted crisps. And at this point,
it's like they brought Lay's over.
Yeah. We were too close to the top to turn around. You know, we'd committed to the cause. We'd posted about it on our socials. We're like, we can't not go in here now because we'd be losers. You know? But I'm just thinking as well, like, in a country full of potatoes, that's the best you could do.
They couldn't throw on a few frozen chips, like.
Yeah. And it was funny as well because so many people were, like, different media outlets were down there trying to get, like, voxes of people and videos of people. No one could get anyone to talk. Because everyone was like, I meant to be at work.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. Yeah. Sorry, lads, I have work.
I actually was taking a video of the queue at one stage and I looked over and there was a News Talk reporter and she was stopped at the people. She's making her way. She was making her way through the crowd, right? And she was stopped at the people right in front of Dave. And I'm like filming and I'm taking no notice. And the next thing I see her, she stops at the people in front of Dave. She finishes. She said, thanks very much. She skips Dave, right? And then she goes on to the next people behind him.
Directly behind me.
And I was like, you know what? You just don't look like the News Talk clientele.
It's because I look too yup, bro.
Yeah,
it?
You were giving it too much yup, bro.
That's it.
And tell me, it was free, yeah?
No.
No,
what? It wasn't free.
That's the worst part of it all.
We queued to pay. But in fairness, like, it wasn't mad money. Like, we got a burger, a little tray of crisps, and a drink for 11 quid each.
It wasn't bad, like.
The burger was deadly. And the person running it, down by that bar, the Harbour Bar.
Yeah.
The person who runs the Harbour Bar is a girl called Jen and she listens to this show. So me and Padraig walked in and she was like, oh my God, I listen to Girly Quiz all the time. It was one burger per person. We got three burgers.
Yeah, we got three burgers.
Not obviously each, but three burgers. So we got 1.5 burgers each.
And you didn't bring one back for me.
Oh no,
we ate it straight away.
It was the Lady and the Tramp, you know, when they... You know the way that they...
We met in the middle.
Yeah, we met in the middle with the third burger.
It's Smith. This week, we're teaming up with Yoplait Skyr. It's a naturally high-protein, 0% fat-strained yogurt with a thick, creamy texture made using just milk and perfect for fueling your day or boosting your training.
They've partnered with the Bear Running Series who host a variety of races like 5Ks, marathons and fun runs, welcoming runners of all levels and abilities. Should we do a fun run?
I like instantly no. Like
I just if you're going to a friendly match, I can go to a fun run and I can bring you.
No, I'm fine.
You bring me to the friendly and I'll bring you to the fun run.
No, okay. It's not a friendly. It's going to be the World Cup playoff.
Sorry, I forgot there's nothing friendly in soccer. Yeah, you're coming across that way anyway.
Thank you. All right, so we want you to win with Yoplait Skyr. Chris is on to play. Hiya, Chris.
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Are you ready for the match tonight?
Be a bit nervous now, but you look.
I'm the exact same. Are you going to stay at home for it or are you going to go out for it?
I'll be staying at home.
I see. I don't know if I'd have the ability to stay at home because I know I'll be pacing the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're a nightmare.
I'd be a nightmare. I'd be a nervous wreck.
At least you can keep your embarrassment private.
Chris, don't.
I don't think
there's going to be a long show.
I don't think there'll be any Czech people in the pub, to be honest. So I don't think it'd be too embarrassing. But also, what's embarrassing? Sure, we're going to win the World Cup.
That's it.
Chris, welcome on in. We want you to win with Yoplait Skyr. We want you to win 2 race entries plus 200 euro to spend in the sports store. But first, we got to put 30 seconds on the clock. And one of us will be shown a variety of words to do with running and fitness. Okay. And we have to describe it without using that word. If you guess 3 within 30 seconds, you'll win those 2 race entries and a 200 euro sports store voucher. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Alright, who would you like to do the describing this morning? Dave or Padraig?
We'll go with Padraig.
Good choice. Alright, you've got 30 seconds on the clock and Padraig's going to describe some words to you. Chris, the best of luck. 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Right, Chris, this is slower than a run but faster than a walk.
Jog?
Yeah. It's something that you put underneath your armpit to make yourself smell better.
Antiperspirant.
And the last one is something that you would get on your back or if your muscles were sore and someone else would do it using their hands.
A massage.
Good choice, Chris. There was many an option there, but you went with the right one.
Well done, Chris. Congratulations. 2 race entries and 200 euro to spend in the sports store is all yours. All the thanks to Yoplait Skyr.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Chris.
I do have to say, Chris, your choice of words for antiperspirant is fantastic because the word that we had was deodorant, but antiperspirant is another word for
it
deodorant.
It is, totally.
Another
word for deodorant. Absolutely. Yeah. You're dead right.
Anti-P.
Chris, congratulations. Yeah. Have a fantastic day and come on, the boys in
Have
green.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
I
actually don't know if antiperspirant and deodorant is the same thing.
I think that was a Girly Quiz question before.
Oh no.
I think antiperspirant stops you from sweating and deodorant makes you smell better.
See?
The things we learn.
On a very popular pharmacy website, it does say deodorants and antiperspirant.
Yeah, but that,
which makes it sound like they're two very different things.
Yeah.
But so, I could not give antiperspirant.
Sorry about that. Chris. We're gonna. Will you send back the 200?
Yeah, Chris. Voucher.
You actually owe us 200.
Sorry. Right now. Yeah. Chris. You owe us each. two race entries, and a 200 euro sports store voucher, please.
And you have to run 10k.
Sending that over, please. Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out. I need to tell you something because I need to get it off my chest. But
oh no, I hate when you do this.
No, it's not nothing to you or anything. I'm just not allowed to talk about it.
Okay,
but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right, that's fine. It's a safe space here.
And I'm just not going to, you know, I'm just not going to talk to my girlfriend for a while.
Okay. And is she not going to talk to you after you tell me this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just not allowed because
you know I haven't met your girlfriend, but we do like interact on social media.
You
now.
Have met my girlfriend,
have I?
Yeah.
Where have
Fiona
I?
Fiona Frawley's wedding.
Oh my god, I did. Sorry, but like I was worked to the bone of Fiona Frawley's wedding. I didn't even remember that I was doing the content on the day.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I wasn't even a guest, but I did get myself in there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Just like I got myself in here.
So my girlfriend has quite a high up corporate job, right? And so I was texting her yesterday. She's in America at the moment for work. But she has to fly from Boston to New York in a couple of days for some thing they're doing with work. I don't know. I don't really fully understand her job.
Yeah.
So I was texting her yesterday and I was like, me and Padraig queued for 2.5 hours for In-N-Out Burger. She was like, that's cool. On Thursday, I'm going to New York on a private jet.
Oh, that is so embarrassing. She's the breadwinner, isn't she?
I thought I had a really impressive day because I got an In-N-Out burger.
They'd probably serve In-N-Out burger on the private jet if she wanted it, along with caviar, you know, and champagne.
Like, that's so cool, babe. Well done. Had a great day, did you? I have to go to a meeting now on a private jet to New York.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we were eating crisps down in the IFSC.
Instead of chips.
Yeah.
Fantastic day.
3-8 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, what's good? Coming up to 8:04 on Fully Charged. Emma, Dave, and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig for the next couple of weeks. What's going on? By the way, the weather is not green tsunami in Prague. It is. I'll give you the weather now. Hold on. Hold on till I get the weather for you. It should be a dry and cool day with rain later this evening. Still feeling chilly, highs of 8. But that'd be boring if Alex read that. So I like the Prague stuff.
Go with the green tsunami.
Yeah.
Come here last night. I arrived at the gym last night with the 2 odd shoes on. Did you see this?
I saw this on your story. And I was raging that you went to the gym because I left you yesterday after us eating a burger and a half.
That's
each.
Why I went to the gym.
And I was just like, oh, what are you going to do? And he was like, oh, I'm going to nap. And I was just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, class. But Dave, I did nap and I still had about 4 or 5 hours left in the day, you know?
Yeah, so
it's
did
fantastic,
I.
Right? But I should have just stayed napping. I think that the nap sent me actually because when I arrived at the gym, I had a black Adizero running shoe on and then a cream Gazelle on my other foot, right?
How did you manage
this? Well, I'll tell you what happened, right? So I got changed when I was at home to go to the gym, right? And when I opened my gym bag, I put on one of my running shoes and when I went to get the second one, it wasn't there. It wasn't in my bag. So I was like, it's obviously in the car. It must have fallen out of the bag. So I just chew on another shoe to run down to the car and I say, I'll get changed. However, nosy neighbour number 9 was out.
Okay.
She was doing her bins and I was like, I'm not getting caught here. Right? Because if you get caught there, there's no going back. You're there for hours.
Yeah.
So I just hopped into the car, got to the gym. When I got to the gym, I realised...
Still wearing the 2 odd runners.
Yeah, and the other runner wasn't in the car and I left the Gazelle back in my room. So I just had one of each shoe. So you'll be glad to hear I just went home.
Well done. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're rubbing off on me.
Thank God.
You're rubbing off on me.
Did you seriously go home?
Yeah, that was the point. I was going to go for a run. I couldn't run on my bare feet. That would have been really weird.
Yeah, but you could run with 2 runners on, no? I suppose maybe you would have...
Wait, now, social credibility here. Can you imagine me?
Trendsetter.
I'd have one running shoe and then I'd have a flat foot from running in a Gazelle the other.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
All right, Tricky 10. Hopefully today is the day we give someone 1,000 euro on the Tricky 10 if they answer all 10 questions correctly. And you put crossing your fingers there. You're hoping.
Yeah, I'm just thinking with the match tonight.
You're so into it now.
Yeah, I'm into it now.
And also, if you top the leaderboard, we have an unbelievable prize for you. Connor's on to play. Morning, Connor.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad at all. What are you at for the match tonight? Or will you be watching?
I'll be watching in my apartment.
You'll be watching in your apartment. You won't face the outside world, just in case.
Let the truth be told, I'm not a big football head, but okay. I just feel like I'm compelled to watch it.
I'm like that as well, Connor, to be honest.
Connor, I hope you don't take offence to this, but you sound as if you would be a football head.
I thought the same.
Yeah, I know. It's always an awkward one. In-laws and stuff. And, you know, there's a reoccurring joke of me supporting Liverpool. I'm like, no clue what's going on.
Connor, you and I are so alike. It's like when you're in the barber's chair and they ask you who you support.
You like, match?
The first one that comes into my head is Liverpool. I'm like, Liverpool. If I couldn't name one player.
Me too.
Oh my God. You know what, fair enough. Each to their own. Well, Connor, what's the plan for you for the day?
The kids are currently up having their breakfast and getting dressed, so in the school run, and that's it.
Okay, Connor, welcome on into the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, Connor, make sure and give it a guess no matter what. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a 2-night stay for two people in Belfast. Thanks to Discover Northern Ireland, we're going to put you up at the brand new Moxie Hotel in Belfast City with breakfast and dinner, tickets to the iconic Titanic Belfast, and a £100 shopping spree in Victoria Square. Plus, if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you 1,000 euro on the spot. Hannah, currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 47.31 seconds. So, Connor, the very best of luck. Do you think you can do it? Do you think you can beat her score?
Yeah, let's give it a crack.
All right, Padraig is going to ask your questions and he's going to count you in. The very best of luck, Connor.
3, 2, 1, let's go. How many millimetres are in 1 centimetre?
100.
How many goals did Ireland score the last time they played Czechia in the football match?
2.
The word table has how many letters?
5.
July is what number month of the year?
7.
The TFI 90-minute leap card fair costs how many euros?
246.
BBC TV drama Line of Duty has aired how many seasons?
7.
The film that has the famous quote, "I am Sparta," is called what 100?
300.
If A equals 1, what number does H represent?
70.
New York is currently how many hours behind Ireland?
5.
And Roy Keane scored how many goals for the Irish men's senior football team?
16.
Stop the clock. All right. Connor, feel like you didn't really get the rules,
Connor,
of the game.
I'm upset at you.
All right, we have your score. Are you ready to find out, Connor?
Yes.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Hat trick.
Score of 3.
For the day that's in it. Hat trick for Connor.
All right, Connor, how do you feel about 3?
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Do you remember, Connor, we said that, you know, every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat?
Yeah.
And you gave us a couple of interesting answers. Like, I think you gave 4 Hall of Fame answers. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many millimetres are there in 1 centimetre? You said 100. This is the Tricky 10. It was 10. How many goals did Ireland score in the last time they played Czechia in a football match? It was 1. You said 2. The TFI 90-minute leap card fair cost how many euros? I thought you were going to be... I'm actually going to give you this one, so actually you got a score of 4 because you said 2 and then you kept going for some reason with...
I just got excited.
2 euro and then you just threw a cent in, so you went 246.
Yeah. So I thought he was going to say free, so...
246. BBC TV drama Line of Duty has aired how many seasons? You said 7. The answer was 6. You were close on that one. If A equals 1, what number does H represent? You said 70, which should be impossible, but... listen, it's fine. And New York is currently how many hours behind Ireland? It is 4 instead of 5. Roy Keane also scored how many goals for the Irish men's senior football team? The answer was 9. You said 16. That is 1, 2, 3, 4 technically answers correct and 4 answers in the Hall of Fame. I had a great time.
This has been top tier.
Thank you so much.
A highlight for
anytime.
Me.
Connor, have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Connor.
Good luck. WhatsApp is hopping with people saying how much they love Connor.
Which
is absolutely fair enough. If you liked Connor, wait till you hear tomorrow's player.
She played last Friday?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Can I ask, do you think she's listened since?
Considering she asked for a cuddle mug, I don't think she's listened since.
I don't think so either.
And I think when we call her tomorrow, she'll be like, what?
Yeah.
Her name is Yvonne, and she's a national treasure, and she will be taking on the Tricky 10 tomorrow. But there is the possibility of Yvonne not knowing that she's actually on.
It's highly likely, I would imagine.
So I would still register to play Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Honestly, if you could choose between hearing Yvonne or yourself getting on, I'd go with Yvonne.
Without a doubt.
It's going to be fun. Last Friday, you may remember, on Dave Ranks, I ranked Hannah Montana collaboration tune.
You sure did.
The Monday before, we were talking about actors and TV shows that weren't their age that they played on TV. Yeah. And Hannah Montana's brother, Jackson, came up as the actor. And then yesterday, we were kind of finishing off a little bit on the show we were doing about tunes that we absolutely love if we weren't to get judged on. And producer Callum chose a Hannah Montana tune.
He sure did.
As one of them, as just a clip. And our boss texts Callum, which happens quite often when our boss has thoughts on this show.
He does
show.
Actually text quite often, doesn't he?
He texts Callum, and Callum told us, and we were kind of sad because our boss texted Callum and said, we're talking about Hannah Montana too much on the show. It's not relevant to our audience.
That is so disrespectful.
So what I decided to do, now he's standing outside the door right now. He has no idea. He can't hear what's going on. He's just hearing me. He's just hearing me kind of, or seeing me, my mouth move. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring him in and we're going to ambush him with some people who disagree. So Nick, come on in. Sit down. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Padraig.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, this is the first time in this show's history that I've been asked to come in, sit down and be a part of the show.
And not have any clue why you're on.
And not know why I'm here. Normally I pop in on the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Have you any idea why you'd be here? I know you had a guess earlier on.
Does it have anything to do with performance reviews?
No, it does not.
Okay, because we're currently going
Can we do that off air, please, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Oh, no. We're in the process. Okay. Oh, Dave's waving someone in.
So what I'm going to do is bring in the girls.
Uh-oh.
Bring in the lovely ladies.
The lovely ladies.
Hi, guys. Right,
so here is your microphone.
Oh, my God. Did you purposely match what you're wearing as well? The girls are all wearing the same gear.
Okay, so we'll start. Name.
Hebe.
Name.
Emily.
Name.
Orla.
Job title.
Producer.
Job title.
Journalist.
Job title.
Producer.
Age.
26.
Age.
26.
Age.
31.
Nick, can you confirm that all of these people are within our age demographic?
Yeah.
On Friday,
I'm being stitched up here.
On Friday, on the show, I ranked my favourite Hannah Montana collabs on Dave Ranks. Yesterday, Callum had a Hannah Montana song in a list of his favourite tunes. Nick, the boss, texts Callum saying, I think we're talking about Hannah Montana too much. It's not within our demographic.
Can you do it in the accent?
Guys, we're talking about Hannah Montana too much. So here is what I would like to do. Hebe, thoughts on Hannah Montana?
Absolutely love her. Completely grew up with her. She is my life.
Emily, thoughts on Hannah Montana?
She made me the person I am.
Orla, thoughts on Hannah Montana?
The Hannah Montana movie was the movie of our generation. That's a hill I'll die on.
Hebe, favourite Hannah Montana song?
Ordinary Girl, definitely.
Emily?
Gonna Get This featuring Ayaz.
Orla?
Best of Both Worlds.
See, Nick. This isn't even rehearsed, Nick.
Is it impressive? Is it impressive that I know that one of those songs was the number one song on your Dave Ranks?
There you go.
Thank you. See, I do listen.
With Ayaz, it was your fantastic tune. So, Nick, thoughts?
Well, one thing I will say before I get into my thoughts is I have to say this is the most peak Dave thing ever. Like, Dave will often fight you on things and he'll get real aggressive real quick and then he'll come back around later and he'll be like, oh, geez, I came out too hot. But I've never seen an ambush quite like this. I have to say I respect it.
Thank you. The amount of running up and down I've done to get this organised.
Like, people in this room can contest to Dave is mostly gone by 3 minutes past.
Yeah, totally.
I've never seen him work this hard on anything for
the show.
I've
never seen him so passionate in the couple of weeks that I've been here. He came in a while ago and he was breathless and there was sweat falling from his brow because he was up and downstairs looking for Hannah Montana fans.
Yeah.
All right, so Nick, thoughts now. Do you agree you have been incorrect?
Can I just clarify? I was never questioning the importance of Hannah Montana to our demographic. I was saying we, as a show, single-handedly are keeping the memory of Hannah Montana alive.
Does anyone want to tell Nick?
Be very proud.
but like in a world where there is so much content and so much topicality, so much news going on, why have we spoken about Hannah Montana three times this week? How many years has this show been off the air?
I'm so glad that you have asked this question.
Yeah.
Would anyone like to tell Nick again? A show that has to do with topicality. What is going on in Hannah Montana's world right now?
It's the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana.
And can I just say, all three times we spoke about it on air this week, not once did we mention that, right? The first time Dave brought it up this week, it was to talk about actors playing aging up, right?
Yeah.
The second time was a Dave Ranks songs, right? So best songs collaborations. Like, not once did we ever go, oh, by the way, it's a 20-year anniversary.
Listen, I think you're fighting a losing battle here, so what I would like you to do is just read this statement, please. Word for word.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for coming in, girls, as well. I, Nick, boss of Spin, wholeheartedly... Hang on.
Keep going.
This is putting words in my mouth now. Can I make my own?
No.
Right.
Adjustments.
I, Nick, the boss of Spin, wholeheartedly apologise for saying Hannah Montana is irrelevant and I understand her importance now. Well, I don't, because you haven't mentioned
that's
it.
That's not in the sheet there,
There's
Nick.
A full segment in that. We're going to be talking about her again tomorrow.
You really do get the best of both worlds with her music. It's only taken until today for me to realise that. From here on out, I will always start my day with a pop it, lock it, polka dot, countrify it, then hip hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move it to the side, jump left to right, stick it, glide. Nice. Sorry, are you doing the dance? Dave's dancing.
We're going to get you to do the dances.
He's got the choreo down. Okay. Just know there's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. It's the climb. Oh, wait, that is Miley. That's not Hannah, right?
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. I
think you're a closeted fan, to be honest.
And now I'm delighted to introduce Miley Cyrus and the best of both worlds. Oh, no, we're not playing that song.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, girls. Best of both worlds, Miley Cyrus. Spin 103.8 in 2026. What's happening?
We played that song to spite Nick, our boss, because he thinks that we're speaking about Hannah Montana too much, but I don't think he realises the importance of that song. So many messages coming in off the back of that. Go Rebecca, on. Hannah Montana for life. Abby, singing my heart out on the car in the way to work this morning, made my Thursday. Jade, yes, Dave, you've made my morning. Lydia, the Hannah Montana piece made my morning, singing it away in my car. Grania, morning made, maybe even my week. Sharon, the fact that I'm driving to work singing the best of both worlds has made my day.
That is
that was magical. Someone else's message in there. My 6-year-old was horrified by my enthusiasm. That was from Sarah. So many messages.
So wait, hold on. You don't have the same enthusiasm when we're playing you and McVicker.
It's the girly quiz. Make a mess and tear it.
Podrick.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Oh, welcome on into the girly quiz, and it's a girly quiz I am very much looking forward to because I don't have to do anything.
I didn't sleep well last night because of this.
That's the story of my life, honestly. Yeah. This is usually where Emma and Fiona quiz me on all things girly, but they are off, and so I am taking myself off, and Podrick is going to answer the questions. Basically, Emma has left us three classic girly quiz questions and recorded them for us, so we don't know what any of those questions are. Podrick has to answer all three correctly to win the week. Now, you do have lifelines. You're not on your own. Obviously, we're not going to do Simplify this week, but you can ask Dave so they can ask me because I might know the question.
Yeah, you might.
Because I've done it before. But you also have your phone, a female, on the phone ready to help you out. And this morning, it's Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Morning.
All right, Maria. What is it that you are an expert in when it comes to girly quiz knowledge? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it body parts?
It's winging, I suppose. We just noting.
I like it, Maria. A Jackie of all trades, if you will.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, a wide range of knowledge is what I'm looking for here.
Perfect.
Maria, so.
Well, then I think Maria has got that sorted.
I feel like I've got like a lifeline and a half because Dave's a bit useless, Maria. So I'm hoping that you're more useful than he is.
Maria, I'd say Podrick might not even need you, but no matter what, even if he does or he doesn't, you've won that 50 euro Just Eat voucher. So stay there, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. And also, lastly, we got to say, warning, if there's little ears in the car, maybe you haven't had the birds and the bees talks, or maybe you haven't had certain talks and you don't want them to hear it.
I haven't had the birds and bees talks either.
Yeah, either have I. Put your hand on the dial of the volume there, and just, if something comes up, just turn the volume down. But I think you should be fine. And also, if your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, don't ask them any questions after. I think that's fair enough.
That's fair.
All right, it is over to Emma Nolan with a pre-recorded question, number one on the Girly Quiz. Over to you, Emma.
What famous blogger is behind the Irish fake tan brand Dripping Gold?
What famous blogger is behind the tan brand Dripping Gold?
You see, my issue here is, right, they all have tan, don't they? Every single one of them. You know, and like, fair play to them all, girls out there working hard. None of them think outside the box, do they? They all have the same product. So it could be any of them, couldn't it?
I think I know who it is. I shouldn't have said that, sorry.
Well, whether you do or you don't, I still don't trust you. So I'm going to go with Dripping Gold. I'm going to go and answer, so sue me, Suzanne Jackson. Is that what you would say?
That was going to be my answer.
Was it?
She's the only one I know. Bar Bia Bell.
Well, I know Bia Bell. Bellamienta?
I don't know.
Bear by Vogue. Vogue Williams, that's Bear by Vogue.
You're just saying things.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't
sorry.
Know.
Yeah. I say I don't really wear a fake tan.
I don't know, but I don't think
often.
I don't think it's Avian and
no,
Paul's
it's so sue
tan.
Me. It's Suzanne Jackson. Is that her name? Full title? I don't know. Government
Suzanne
name?
Suzanne Jackson, yeah. So sue me.
Go on, go for it.
All right.
Lock it in.
Over to Emma.
Final answer.
With the answer. Let's find out.
It's so sue me. Yeah, Suzanne Jackson.
Hey, well See? Done.
Yeah. I know my fake tan.
Do you use it?
No, I don't use it, but I have a lot of friends that use it.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, and the smell.
It's
awful.
It's so grim.
You know, or like, you know what's really embarrassing is when you're away with your friends, particularly girls, and like you're sharing an apartment or whatever, and you're leaving and you look at the bed sheets and I'm like, girls, if I have to pay for that fake tan stain sheet, you know what I mean? No way.
All right, you're one for one. Congratulations, okay. Padraig. Let's move on to round two. Round two on the Girly Quiz. Over to you, Emma Nolan from the past.
What is Caniston cream used for?
What is Caniston cream used for?
I think I know what it's used for.
This is boring if he knows all the answers.
But I'd like Dave to say what he thinks it's for. Please? So I'm going to ask Dave.
This has never happened before where we use a lifeline to make fun of someone.
I'm going to ask Dave to tell everybody listening.
Caniston.
What Caniston cream is used for?
I think Caniston cream, I have this weird feeling. And so when I do, I put Caniston cream on it.
As you should. I love the way you used your hands to show me where you put it on.
I think it's down under.
Yeah, I think it is
you
too.
Use it on the pubic region.
Yeah.
And I think maybe if you have thrush.
That was what I was going to say. And you just said it for me, so I don't even need to say it. But I'm going to lock in the answer. I think it's thrush, final answer.
All right. Over to Emma Nolan with the answer.
Caniston, it treats fungal infections, but most commonly, thrush. Oh. Dreaded thrush.
Oh. There you go.
This is fantastic.
Three of us all saying thrush on air this morning. Fantastic.
This is amazing. Yeah. That was on a wing and a prayer.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Good. Now, remember, I'm playing. You shouldn't be so
crap,
excited.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. All right. Well, you're two for two.
Okay.
And you still have Maria on the phone.
Okay, Maria, hold on, because there's no way.
Who says her WhatsApp is muted at the moment, so I'm hoping if we do come to you, Maria, you'll remember that you're muted. All right. Let's go for three for three. Round three on the Girly Quiz. Over to you, Emma Nolan.
The contraceptive coil is in the shape of what letter?
Letter?
The contraceptive coil is in the shape of what letter?
A letter.
A letter.
Oh, that's very difficult now, I must say.
Thank God. I'm just thinking,
what would be a comfortable letter for the coil to be? You know?
What is the comfiest
letter? I hope it's not like X or Z. You know? Or something like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Jarring.
Like G. That would be very
good spot for it though.
Yeah. So they say. I wouldn't know. Anyway. Look, I have a lifeline, so there's no point me taking a gamble here, you know? So I might as well play it safe and ask Maria if she knows.
All right.
Maria.
We're calling in the big dogs. Maria, good morning.
Good Good morning.
Maria, I don't want to embarrass you on air.
Hey, Maria, this is...
No, I'm not embarrassed. I don't care.
Good this woman. Is the question.
The contraceptive coil is in the shape of what letter?
What is that answer, Maria?
I think it's kind of like a T.
A T?
Yeah.
Well, you see...
If anything...
I'm glad I asked you. I'm glad I asked you, because I would have guessed A.
How sure are you, Maria?
Well, it's the only one I think it kind of looks like. I don't think it looks like one, but...
Yeah, I get that.
You know, when you have the diagrams when you go into the doctor's.
That makes total sense. I'm thinking back to Leaving Cert Biology here. I was going to go with A, right?
You're going to go to A.
But I'm willing to trust Maria on this one.
Okay.
And I will go with T.
Let's find out. This was the question.
The contraceptive coil is in the shape of what letter?
Over to Emma Nolan with the answer. You have said T.
It's a T.
Yes! Maria, you absolute legend.
Yeah, I'm delighted.
Maria, I genuinely thought it was an S.
Well,
if you'd have asked me, I would have said S.
I was just thinking there, I was going to say A, but then I was like, actually, do I mean V, but it's upside down?
Yeah.
So then I was like, do you know what? Let's just go up, Maria. And I'm glad I did.
Maria, excellent. Well done. 50
thanks,
euro just
Maria.
Adventure on the way to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Enjoy, have a great
Maria.
Day. Good luck.
Bye.
Oh my God, Padraig. I'm
legend.
Raging. He's way too good at this.
I'm seriously good. Another hat trick in the show this
it's
morning.
It's not fair. Emma Nolan, you need to up them questions. They
make
need
it
to
harder.
Hit it really, really harder. The Girly Quiz returns next Thursday. Padraig taking
on
for a third time in a potential hat trick.
Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. 2 minutes past nine. Emma, Dave and Fiona hanging out, but it's actually Dave and Padraig because Emma is off on holidays and Fiona is on maternity leave. What's going on?
Speaking of Emma's holidays, I'm having a little scroll there. She's posting a few pics. She looks great. Every time I see her, she's got like a healthier golden glow.
Yeah,
like you'd know she's away.
She's awful tan.
Yeah, and she seems a lot less stressed, actually. Yeah. I think that's because you're not there.
Yeah.
And I feel
I was
it.
About to be like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Does she seem stressed to you? But,
yeah.
Okay.
And she looks fantastic.
Yeah, she's in a bikini, so I can't look at it.
Really?
Yes, I feel weird. Are you the same, Callum?
Oh, I can't.
You give her a compliment, like, no?
I know, as soon as I see it, I click like and I scroll. I'm like, it's weird. I can't. It's like her seeing me in my jocks or something. I don't know, it feels weird.
Is it kind of because you kind of look at her like a sister?
No, it's actually kind of like looking at her like an auntie.
Okay, I'm going to hope she's not listening.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning. Now, Dave, I'm off to a hen tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier.
What's the story with that? Like, how come you're off to a hen? Like, you're not a girl.
I know, but you see, I fall into the category of being invited to both as a gay man, which is like an awful burden, actually. It's a unique burden.
It's probably a lot of cash as well.
It's a lot of cash.
Like, here's my point. Like, if, when I get married, if I have a stag, my housemates who are girls will be invited. I'm not I'm not just having the lads. Like, do I mean, like, Emma and Fiona will be at my stag.
Like, I'm essentially a walking NDA. Like, I've got enough information in my brain to break up every marriage of my friend.
Right,
you know what I mean? I know stuff about their spouses that they can never know.
That
you know?
Is terrifying.
So I'm like a ticking time bomb, actually. I could cause so many divorces if I wanted to.
You're such a hero that you don't.
Yeah, I know. Well, I might. I just haven't decided yet.
See how the weekend goes.
Yeah, we'll see how the weekend goes. I know you hear on the show that you organised Fiona's hag.
Yes.
Right, but aside from that, have you ever been to a hen?
No, I've been to a stag where girls have been invited.
Okay. So you've been to stags.
But that was another gay man.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. So I think hens are an incredible insight into women.
Okay.
Like, it's fascinating.
They're not all the willy straws and that kind of
stuff. You would think so, but it's actually not. I could get on board with a willy straw, but they're not as frequent as you think they are, right?
Because people want to be classier, is it?
I think so, right? I think so. And sometimes when the mams are there, no one wants to be drinking from a willy straw,
you know what
I mean?
Yeah.
But a hen always starts with a group chat, right? And the group chat is created at least 6 months minimum before the hen, right? And within seconds they introduce a theme, and the theme, I've seen them all. I've seen Final Fling Before the Ring. I've seen Till Death Do Us Party.
Oh my God,
I've been part of more I Do Crews than anybody else that I know.
I saw a TikTok yesterday of a hen doing it with Shrek Shrek themed.
You'd love that.
I got on board with that.
It was called One Last Romp in the Swamp.
See, this is the thing. We need to start thinking outside the box, right?
No, we don't. This is stupid.
Yeah, look, I have more t-shirts that say I do crew on it than I've of any other item.
Bride Tribe.
Yeah, Bride Tribe, yeah. Right? And the thing about it is, like, they're all so similar, just slightly different. All so right. Now I have to pay for another one this weekend. I could dress the whole hen party with what I have already.
Do you know what? And I'd say it's something that you actually miss. The €2 store, Eurojoy.
Yeah,
they were great for like hen party tat.
Yeah,
it was tat though, wasn't it?
But it was, totally but it was great tat.
I feel like hen parties nowadays are a little bit more, you know, bougie. Like,
so they try
the
to
things
be
printed.
Yeah,
and stuff like
so
that.
They try to be like so. Once it's set up, straight away, payment structures, you know, how do you want to pay for this hen?
Jeez.
They give you installment options. It's insane, right? Then around the 2 month mark, it's like proper, we get into project management mode.
Okay.
Right? And it's like jobs are assigned. So for example, I'm on scrapbook duty.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I went to Blanche yesterday, printed off photos, £70 I spent on photos yesterday.
God.
Yeah, and I'm also on
70
yeah,
quid.
And playlist duty. So I'm making the playlist for the hen, right? Which they're just assuming that this gay man's going to know to make a playlist, right?
Honestly, for my stag, I'd say per head, £60, pub crawl, everyone goes home to their own bed.
That's the job. That's the job, right? After that, then, there's a colour scheme introduced, right? Which is an absolute nightmare for me because I don't actually, despite popular belief, I don't own anything that's cerise pink, right? So something is cerise, like everyone has to wear cerise pink, the bride has to wear white. Then there's messages, do you have any dietary requirements? Is there anyone not drinking? You can reply privately to that one just in case there's any reason why you might not be drinking. There's spreadsheets about spreadsheets.
This sounds horrible.
There's itineraries with times in it. It's insane. I've been at a hen where we've been allocated parking spaces. Right? And it is shocking. And then what's worse is there's the hen subgroup chat.
Yeah.
Which is you and a couple of people that you're involved in. And I never know why I'm in this because the messages are like, oh, I'm bringing the straightener. Who's bringing the curler?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not bringing anything to the table. I'll bring
anyone
the
need a comb?
Yeah. Like, honestly, right? Deodorant, that's about it, right? But what's funny about it is the hen group chat will go on and it'll go on until the wedding and then it'll go on. I still get messages in a hen group chat from 2022.
Oh my God.
It is.
That's my worst nightmare.
Right? Now, then you compare to the stag, right? Because I'm also in stag group chats, right? And the only thing that's the same is that they start off with a group chat and that's the only thing, right? And I'm going to read out messages. I'm going to read out the entire group chat from a stag that I was recently invited to.
Okay.
Just so that you can see the difference, right? It starts off with Scrack. Right? No name, by the way. So I'm added to this group chat by a number that I don't have. There's a Scrack. Picture of a man that I don't know, right? Scrack. Trying to organise Mark's stag. It's on the 21st of February. This is 3 weeks before, by the way, right? It will most likely involve an activity. Some food, brackets, maybe. And the pub, brackets, to be decided, right? Thumbs up this message if you can. That's it. Thumbs up this message if you can. I'm assuming he means go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then half an hour later, I get another message. This is Keith, by the way. Brackets, best man. Right? So that's grand. Right? We hear no more about this. Right? Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. And then the week of comes, right? And it's in Cork. We'll start in the welcome in around 2. See you then, right? So right. That's the week of. Then the day before, see you tomorrow. Actually, kickoff is at 12. Cheers. That's it, right? That's it. You go to the stag, right? You don't remember much. You meet these men, you never see them again, right? Not even at the wedding. I would never recognize these men at the wedding. And then you never hear about them ever again. And it's just perfection.
That's exactly what I want for my stag.
Same right. Here. Mine'll be a hen, but that's what I want.
So girls, I feel like you should take notes. Take notes.
Take notes, and girls.
Who ended up having the better time? I say the groom did.
Oh, without a doubt.
Harry Potter, the series, is coming out this Christmas.
That's an iconic tune, isn't it? It kind of really gives me shivers.
So good. I feel like I'm listening to Lyric FM. It's basically, in our group chat, me, Callum and Padraig, Callum put in this TikTok video and it just said Harry Potter. And now, obviously, when I think of Harry Potter, I think of Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
kind of forgot the series was a thing. But obviously, the photo on the TikTok was of Dominic McLaughlin, who is the new Harry Potter in the series. I didn't realise that, and I looked at what Callum had sent in and thought it was another AI thing.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I don't hate this. And I was just like, if
this is AI.
I'd say what happened, I thought, this is what I thought happened. Callum came across an AI version of Harry Potter, like the AI Love Island that's been happening on TikTok at the moment.
Yeah.
And like AI The Fruit thing.
And some rabbit hole was going to be uncovered.
And I was like, I'm not under any circumstances clicking into it. When Callum sends me AI stuff, I just don't respond.
Yeah. Because then it's going to become part of your algorithm.
Exactly. I don't even engage.
Yeah.
And then I get another text into the group chat. Podrick, I kind of wanted to hate it, but I don't. Callum, me too.
You could be talking about anything.
I thought it was going to be a flop, but that trailer has me wanting more. And I was like, what in God's name are they talking about?
Yeah.
And so I clicked into it, and it was the new trailer for Harry Potter the series, which is happening in 2026 December. Very exciting stuff.
It's because today HBO Max launches in the UK and Ireland, and the Harry Potter series is going to be on streaming on HBO Max.
Oh,
so they go in full hand, be like, hey, this is launching today, but look what's coming down the line.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But like, the only thing that kind of threw me is that the music that we're playing now isn't in the trailer.
No, it's
isn't
not.
It?
Because this is from the film.
I didn't even think of it.
I think they're obviously, it's a brand new world, and it's a new series, and each series is the book.
The trailer was very, the music used in the trailer was very just trailer dump.
Yeah,
music,
it was.
Do you know what I mean?
I will say, when I saw it, he looked incredibly like Daniel Radcliffe, so I thought it was AI stuff for a second.
It's very like the characters from the books. Like,
it is.
It's
particularly Harry.
Yeah. And Ron, I thought too.
Yeah.
Basically, on the trailer, you get four, five voices. And I'll start them off, right? So you hear Aunt Petunia, which is played by Belle Powley, or Powsley, or one of them. Basically, she's Claire in the morning show, and she's also in Masters of the Air, if you've seen that.
Yeah.
She's absolutely fantastic. I really, really like her. Belle Powley is her name. And this is what she sounds like as Aunt Petunia.
You are a normal boy, and you're going to start acting like one.
Terrifying.
You
terrifying.
Think you're something special? There is nothing special about you.
I honestly think she'd be a really good what's the principal, the old principal?
Miss Trunchbull.
The
one that takes over from
I can't remember her name either. It's in my head. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, like, I wonder, like, obviously it was a children's thing when we were growing up, but I wonder, is it aimed at people who've seen it already? Because it does feel very kind of dark, doesn't it?
It does feel a bit dark.
You know,
yeah.
Like it makes the movies feel a bit panto.
I can't believe I can't remember her bloody name. Like, that's...
It's at the tip of my tongue.
Absolutely.
Dolores Umbridge.
Professor Umbridge. Okay. I thought she'd be very good, her. Then we had Harry and Hagrid having a chat. Harry's played by Dominic McLaughlin, as I said. And Hagrid is Nick Frost. You may know him from Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Wild Child, things like that. And that's what this sounded like.
I've always wanted to know about my parents.
Sorry, he sounds like Princess
Diana
there.
Your parents were the kindest, bravest people I ever met. They were funny and clever. They stood up for what they believed was right.
It's a really jarring accent, but hold on, I want to hear if Harry sounds like Princess Di.
I've always wanted to know about my parents.
There was three of us in this marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me, Hagrid, and Voldemort.
Yeah.
I love that.
I've always wanted to know about my parents.
It's kind of a little sad. Sorry, I would watch AI slop if we could have Princess Diana play Harry Potter. I'm into it.
We also hear Ollivander in the trailer. This won't mean anything to you if you're not a Harry Potter fan, but Ollivander is obviously the person who sells Harry's first wand. He's played by John Hurt in the actual thing, but he's played by someone else in the series. I'd know him as Prime Minister Harold Macmillan in The Crown. You may know him from Game of Thrones as Qyburn. He sounds like this.
Mr. Potter, I think we can expect great things from you.
That got really loud all of a sudden, sorry. Yeah. And then lastly, Ron Weasley, as played by Alistair Stout.
Are you really Harry Potter?
Just that's it.
Are you really Harry Potter? And you know what? You could
bring in any ginger kid and, you know what I mean, put him in there and just call him Ron, couldn't you, in fairness? And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
I'm very much looking forward to it.
I am too.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I just think it's going to be class.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it'll be like, I think they're going to expand on it. Like, it's going to be like way longer. I think we're going to see like more to it. So
it's like every season is going to be a book and each season is going to be like 7 or 8 episodes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Locked in.
This Christmas, it'll be out and I'm sure we'll all talk about it. We're in the middle of 1 second at the cinema. It's where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. And if you know the clip, then you will win IMC Cinema Passes. But you gotta let us know. This is the clip.
Could have, we're gone.
And it's so obvious. It's I'm sorry. It's so obvious. I cannot believe you don't know it. I can't believe you don't know it, and I do.
I don't think I know it. I don't think I've seen the movie.
Are you serious?
I don't think I've seen the movie.
There's no way you haven't seen this movie. If someone told me this morning that they didn't see this movie, I'd be like, liar.
Really?
Yeah, lies. And I will say something. As someone who doesn't watch movies that regularly, I've seen this more than 5 times.
Okay. This is really rubbing it in now. Jenny's on the phone, hopefully about to put us out of our misery, or put me out of my misery, because you know the answer and I don't.
There's
Jenny.
No misery here.
Hi, Jenny.
Hiya, how are you?
We're not too bad. Jenny, I am obsessed with the fact that your name is Jenny, and what have you guessed that this movie is?
Could have. We've got
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Is she correct?
No,
sorry, Jenny.
That's so annoying.
Were you convinced that was right, Jenny?
No, do you know what? When you said it was a comedy, then I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it depends on your humour, I guess.
It wasn't to be Jenny, but I love you, Jenny. And thank you very much. That's a reference to Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't love you. I'm not a weirdo. Have a great day, Jenny.
You too. Thanks.
Bye, Jenny.
Okay. Let me just hold on.
Good help. We're going.
I cannot believe you don't know this.
The amount of wrong answers that are coming in, apparently, Callum said they're all wrong.
Really? Am I the only one that got it right?
I think
Porter
is the only one that got it right.
I think I'm going to the cinema.
Come on, will you give me the answer?
Am I allowed to tell him? Yeah. It's The Hangover. It's Alan from The Hangover.
Hold on, let me see if this is correct.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
You mean Callum?
We're gonna do things all the time together.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
It's fantastic.
That's so, well done. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you guys. Thanks. I can't wait to go to the cinema.